podcast is part of the Podcast You're Seeing Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourseeing.com.
Has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to
tell? Come after the ball.
Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Are you ready? without your vices, finds out what I did. It's not my sense to tell you where your life is, cause now's a crisis. I figure out it's all about.
It's Bill from the Pennsylvania Rock Show. This is episode number 533. And yeah, that face was awesome. With me for this episode is Patrick McElravy. See, I got that down now.
Get it! Woo!
I'd like to tell you from an inserted name, but there's so many things that we can put there now.
Oh yes, there's a long list.
I think I cheated. If you look at the little banner on the screen, it says teambrutalbusiness.com. We're just gonna point everybody there.
That's the way to go.
But you can find him as the front man from Seethe and Nine Stitch Method, and I know there's more of them, but I can't remember all of them because I'm old.
If it makes you feel any better, I have a hard time remembering all of them too. So
that's probably a problem.
Only on the days that end in Y.
Did they rename any of them?
No.
Just checking.
No. Just time is a factor. Just time and people's work schedules. Hold on. I'm going to try and see if I can show off
my vibrations.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me see if I can chill that out.
So While Patrick is doing that, I will introduce the radio stations that you can find us on, starting with my website, BillDeSean.com. Can also go to 107.1 St. Louis, Missouri, megarockradio.net, altrockradio.ca, xrpradio.co.uk. So if you didn't catch that, there was Canada and the United Kingdom. Or you can head out to the West Coast on rootaroo.radio.com. And I feel like I'm forgetting someone because I did them in a different order this time.
You're straight from the path, Bill.
I'm sure I did. But it's so – you look like – you know what you look like? You look like the members of Queen in Bohemian Rhapsody in the video.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Galileo.
Now they're going to ban us.
No.
Not yet. We haven't talked October 1st. You're good for a couple weeks.
That's true. Oh, man.
All right. So you sent me piece by piece off of the upcoming Seed. Is it an EP or an LP?
It's a full album, full length album. Well, I guess it would be nine tracks.
I think that's considered a long play, right?
Yeah.
Although
20 minutes, you'll really get back.
Was it 20 minutes?
20 minutes, you'll never get back.
What I like about metal music is it's easy for me to use that to hit my 1 minute or my 1 hour mark when I'm putting the show together. I usually get down to where I need like 2.5 minutes or 3 minutes. I'm like, time to look for a metal band. Because they like to go fast and get done quick in most scenarios.
It's the best kind.
That's a bad description. It's been a while since you've been on.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Like I said, I got onto Skype because I thought we were doing this on Skype tonight. I think it said the last time you and I did this was, I think it was March. Yeah, because it would have been right after everything with COVID kind of hit. So yeah, it's been a minute.
Some things are still the same.
That's very true, my friend. Very, very true.
I think the Brutal Business thing was kind of starting to roll the last time we talked, but it's definitely taking a turn.
Yeah, things are kind of like what you said. Some things are still the same, and a lot of things have changed. So Brutal Business, okay, so we talked in March last. I was already, Nine Stitch Method had already been a part of the label for going on a year at that point, a little over a year. I was behind the scenes helping Garrett with, you know, stuff. You know, I was very hands-on and very active. And when May come around, he had talked to me about taking over with management. And because he had other things, you know, he wanted to do, he wanted to step back a little bit. And so I was like, okay, yeah, like, let's do it. I got you. And it was really funny the way we were thinking, because in my head, if I'm in charge of everything, you know, and managing and whatnot, I was going to give it like a year or two. You know, if I really liked it and wanted my, you know, for it to stay that way. I didn't just want to be on the label or an employee, if you will. Like, I was thinking about talking to him down the road, buying into it with him 50-50. So I was thinking about having this conversation, and he beat me to it. And he's like, dude, he's like, just the things are changing in my life. My passions are changing. I have other things going on. What do you think about it being yours and me signing it over to you? And I was just like, what? Like, it was absolutely, it was terrifying, it was exciting, but it's just one of them things, you know. Like, I've been doing a lot, you know, for my work with First Angel and playing shows and whatnot, you know, and being a part of, you know, this entity called Brutal Business. It was just one of them things, you know, you're working, and then an opportunity like that pops in your lap, like, You take it and you roll with it, you know, or else you're going to regret it. So, and considering the fact that Garrett and I had really only known each other, you know, since we signed on back in the beginning of, you know, 2019, it was kind of an honor, you know what I mean, to kind of come in, do what I do, get to know him and, you know, be side by side with him in a lot of stuff and to be the one that he passes the keys off onto, you know what I mean? The torch, if you will. So, been some growing pains.
They still travel.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I mean, there's been a lot of growing pains and stuff. You know, it's a lot to take on, but I got a great team. Got a lot of great individuals on board that helped me behind the scenes and whatnot. Like, I can't be more thankful for the people I got here and for them to, you know, trust me running the ship. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I told my kids that I was going to be live and they needed to be somewhere else. And now 2 out of 3 of them are in this room.
Dude, I am honestly, okay, hold on a second. I am surprised that my kids are actually asleep right now because it's the same every time I have a podcast or a radio interview or something. Like, we try to make it so it's at a bedtime or where I can be somewhere else where they're not going to be. And like, they're always boom right there. So, but then again, though, I am out on my back deck right now, hiding away from everything in the house. So there's that too.
Just pop that comment up. Can you see that? Probably not on that little screen.
No, I can. Yeah.
Okay. First Angel Media saying hello and that Garrett made a good choice.
I guess we'll find out in a couple of years whether he made a good choice or not.
Give us a little insight. I mean, I have a good idea what TeamBrutalEntertainment.com TeamBrutalBusiness.com has going on. But Brutal Business Entertainment, what, I mean, there's a little bit of everything going on over there.
It's honestly, the past couple months are a blur. And like I said, there's a couple choice individuals behind the scene. Cody Howard, Mandy, Dithorn, aka Crazy Kitty, like them guys, they've been helping me out with. So there's other people on the team too, but those are my two main people. They've been just so great with everything, helping me, be it like the modeling division, the website, scouting new talent, just all that kind of stuff, man. It's been crazy. We have a big thing that's changed is, obviously, like with shows, because shows were a big thing for Brutal Business Entertainment, and they will be once they come back eventually. But whenever we lost all the shows in 2020, I started to see like where and what we could do to kind of build and focus on to make this a tighter unit. So I began just to scout out people that I thought would be a good fit, you know, new bands, new models, in-house right now. Like, obviously there's the artist roster, the musical roster, there's the modeling division, we have a stream team, we have an online gazette, and then other things we have that a lot of people in-house have their own projects and job, you know, like stuff like graphic design work. We have audio engineering. We now have Last of a Dying Breed, who are videography and photography. The newest model we just announced yesterday, Cassandra Von Creep, she has like a merch company where she makes memorabilia and whatnot. I'm trying to make something to where if I bring somebody on, we are a one-stop shop for them. And they have a platform, you know, where they can build from. And it also, you know, for the people that are here amongst the label, we have all the tools essential to help them, if that makes any sense.
It makes perfect sense. It sounds like something I'm involved in.
Yes, exactly. It's just a one-stop shop, Swiss Army knife. You know what I mean? And the beautiful thing about it, too, is a lot of it acts as quality control for me. So I know that, you know, there's going to be a good product going out, which that's huge to me. You know, I wanted to represent Brutal Business in the best way possible. I have people that are very, very talented, extremely passionate about what they do. So it's just, it works, man. It works.
So let's talk about Seed a little bit.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
So when I first met you, I met you through First Angel Media, I think, if I remember correctly. And or yeah, I think it was Jonna that told me about Nine Stitch Method.
Yep, probably. Yeah.
The funny thing is you and I have only been in the same place in reality together twice.
That's very true. Okay, so we had a fan meeting. That was one.
Three times.
The 9SM CD release show. Mm-hmm. Kennywood.
Yep.
We've seen each other in passing in Kennywood.
Yep.
Very true. That makes me sad because you're one of my favorite people.
Probably because you've only seen me three times.
That probably goes the same over here.
We met in front of Noah's Ark.
Yeah. Noah's Ark and the Potato Patch. Yes. Yep. And I didn't even see you come over. You're like, hey, I'm like, Bill, I've never met you before. Oh, my God. How are you? And it was just like hug, handshake, talk for a couple minutes. All right. My kids want to go this way. My kids want to go that way.
it was your hair. I was sitting there going, I think I know him.
That's how it happens with everybody. Everybody's like, I spotted the Mohawk. I knew it was you from a mile away. And I'm like, yeah, that's they call me the Rooster for a reason. Yeah.
So the first time I met the Rooster was at Noah's Ark. Think about that for a second. I don't know where the other chicken was, but. All right. So Seath kind of came out of nowhere for me. I didn't like it. All of a sudden, it's just there.
it was like that for, I guess you could say COVID was the kind of blame for that. So I have, how do I want to put this? Okay, so I've always wanted to do stuff that was solo. And the thing about it is whenever, you know, like I have no problem collaborating with other people. Let me get to my point. But working in my own band and whatnot, you know, I've never had an issue with it. But whenever you get to doing something by yourself, you know, there's always the factor of, you know, you're not working with anybody else. So you have nobody pushing you. You have nobody there to make sure that, you know, that the irons are sharp, but, you know, and everything's on point like it needs to be. So, and I've tried doing multiple kind of projects solo over the years. I tried to do like acoustic stuff. I tried to anything from that to kind of what Seath is. And whenever I had toward the end of 2019, I had really started dabbling in like the whole Queen of the Damned, Marilyn Manson electronic type stuff. And I wanted to mess with it. And whenever COVID happened and shows got taken away, I was like, you know what? Like, now's a better time than ever to try it. And that's when it was born. And it was one of them things. It was kind of weird for the first couple songs whenever I was writing and recording. And then now it's just like, it's a beast of its own. I released an EP earlier this year. I have a brand new full length album of all different songs that are about to be released. And I'm already in the process of working on another EP that'll probably come out later in 2021. So it's just kind of taken on a mind of its own. It's different for me, but it's not different. But a lot of people seem to be really digging it because it's a little bit of a different direction than I've been in recent years. So yeah, I don't know. It's just, and it's one of them things I can control the pace of everything, how quickly I pump out material. I'm excited to like take this to the stage whenever shows finally come back. That's going to be an interesting and fun experience to say the least.
Who are you going to run around?
Me. Me and everybody else in the crowd. That's what I got wireless mics for now. I ain't going to be bound to no mic cable anymore. I got wireless mic cable.
So take a moment and tell us about the song Piece by Piece.
Piece by Piece. Woo-hoo. Okay, so Piece by Piece. Hold on a second. Piece by Piece is an interesting song. I tend to write in general. I know what I'm typically complaining and barking about, but I write it in a fashion where it can be, the reader can take whatever they want for it. In that particular track, I'm essentially calling out a person, and I'm not even. And the funny thing is angry and aggressive as the song is, the person who I am going in on, I'm not even on their radar. But it's a song mainly pointed at watching somebody who is a rather, how do I want to put it? A rather big figurehead, a rather, what's the word I'm looking for? Not inspirational, but somebody who's influential. And they're a really crappy person, but everybody just eats what they do up. And nobody sees the crappy stuff that's going on. You know what I mean? It's just like they see past it, or they're like, whatever, you're still amazing, yada, yada, yada. And it's just saying, like, one day that's going to come to an end, and I'll be the one to do it. That's pretty much it in a nutshell, in a much more angrier way, if you will. That's one of my favorite. That song, I cannot wait to play that out live. Oh, my gosh. It's so bass-driven and heavy, and the kicks in it. Oh, man. And it's a fun song vocally, too. I kind of go through just a bunch of I go kind of like in and out of a couple different vocal styles. It was a fun little tune to record. Yeah, it was good.
So up next, we're going to listen to Piece by Piece by Seethe. We're also going to hear a new track from Corners of Sanctuary called Into the Fight off of their soon-to-be-released Heroes Never Die off of RFL Records. And we'll be right back.
Time is short, no way out, I'll take it as I can.
Okay, that was Into the Fight by Corners of Sanctuary. And right before that, you heard Seethe. Wow, that's hard to say. Seethe. The track by Seethe called Piece by Piece. Now you need to change your band name. I can't pronounce it.
Listen, you got through McElravy tonight.
I know. You want to drop some, do some name dropping of the bands that are on the label?
Yeah, I can.
A few of them I can play. Most of them I can't.
I know.
I'd love to. But here's your chance to get them mentioned.
Musical artist on the label right now. We have obviously Seethe, Nine Stitch Method. We have Ghost the Demented, Sick Fist, JJ Hollow, Demon Hunter, or not Demon Hunter. Demon Hunter's a man. Demo Demon. That's what I meant to say. Demo Demon. I wish I had Demon Hunter on the label. Oh my God. let me see. Kill the Noise, Johnny Grimes. That's our newest artist we just announced. He has his debut single for the label, drops September 18th. His EP drops October 3rd. It's been kind of a weird year. We've had people drop off. We've had some acts split up. We have some projects reforming and whatnot. but yeah, those are most of the musical artists. Guys, if you're watching and I forgot you, I apologize. On the modeling division, we have...
Thinking, in his defense, he's literally sitting on his back deck. At least pull stuff off on my laptop.
In the modeling division, we just announced yesterday is Cassandra Von Creep as the newest babe of Brutal Business. We have Bella Rotten, Miss Kitty, Miss Red, or Crazy Kitty, Miss Red, and Layla Page. And then we have... like I said, we have an online magazine called The Gruesome Gazette, and we have the game BBE stream team as well.
Did you say Morbid Psychosis?
No, I did not say Morbid Psychosis. Morbid Psychosis, Lavelle.
I think you got the rest of them.
Yeah.
See, I cheated for you. I pulled it up.
I appreciate that. I love you, Lavelle. That's my
I've asked you some pretty crazy questions over the few years that you've been on, and I haven't done a single crazy question yet.
Go for it. Fire away and spice it up.
Okay. If you could meet any musician that ever existed, who would you want to meet, and what single question would you ask them?
Let me see here. I'd want to meet Layne Staley from Alice in Chains, and I would want to ask him. Well, I have two questions I would really ask him. The first one is like, bro, can you give me singing lessons? And the other one is, can you stop that whole heroin habit you got, because it's not doing you. It's stop it. But yeah, definitely Layne Staley. Layne Staley is somebody I would want to talk to and ask questions. He just seems like he'd be just the old interviews and stuff. If you go back and watch, like, despite the anguish and the trauma that was in his lyrical content, like the videos and interviews and stuff, like he just seems such a chill, down to earth, like really just cool guy to hang out with. So, plus he's one of my vocal idols, so yeah, that would be it.
So anyone that's been listening recently knows that I find a way to bring Dave Grohl up a lot.
Dave Grohl's awesome, to be fair, so I'll give you this.
Well, in the book that I just finished today, yeah, he actually is, he comes up, he's in an elevator talking to the author, who is a roadie, and I was like, there he is again. But the reason I bring him up is, who is your Dave Grohl? And what I mean by that is, when I'm watching YouTube, I get stuck in these black holes, and it doesn't matter where I start. If I decide I'm just going to let it play and I'm going to pick some videos that show up in the suggested videos and just watch YouTube for a while, I always end up with Dave Grohl, no matter what I started out with.
That's hard, because
Well, here, let me finish with the thought.
Okay, go ahead.
So, and most of those videos end up being Dave Grohl bringing somebody up onto stage and letting them play with the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
So that's my question. Who's your Dave Grohl? Who's going to pull you up on the stage?
He's going to pull me up on a stage. That's really hard because, like, every week I switch people who I go down the rabbit hole to. You know, Eric Church. I always love watching Eric Church. He's like just his, even though he's country, like he's not just country. He just has his live show and everything is absolutely amazing. And he brings a lot of different elements to the table. Like I would kill just to be in the crowd and him be like, hey, you want to come up, play, drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke? I'd be like, yeah, I got it. Yeah. I go up and tear it up with him. So Eric Church is one that I go back to a lot.
Playing around here a little bit, I'll lean back and show off my Scale shirt.
Scale.
Who, they were recording went right before the pandemic started. So hopefully we get some new Scale here soon.
Absolutely. Dude, I love Scale.
They're great. Like, I don't think they're a great band, but they're great people.
It's amazing. Like, it's amazing they haven't broken out or they're not like they're big in the tri-state area. But like, whether them guys know it or not, literally anybody I talk to is like, who's a Pittsburgh band that you love? 9 times out of 10, people will say Scale. Scale or Greywalker. Those are the two names that I hear thrown up a lot. Scale or Greywalker. What's your favorite Pittsburgh band? Scale. Well, Scale's not even from Pittsburgh. They're technically from up your way, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean,
but you know what I mean. They get lumped into that category. I think
New Kent, Toronto area. That's close enough.
But yeah, dudes. Yeah. Who's your favorite Pittsburgh metal band? Scale, more often than not, is the answer to that question.
I tell people that they are the godfathers of metal in Western Pennsylvania.
I'll give them that.
And if you ever meet them, they are the nicest people ever. Like, I probably asked you this, but I asked it with Nine Stitch Method. If you could take, if I played a Seed song backwards, what would I hear? Since you brought up country.
Well, if you're playing it forward, it's angry, sad, and depressive. If you play it backward, it's probably happy and poppy.
Oh, I'm not going to play it backwards if it's poppy.
Probably happy. Yep. I don't know. Probably happy. So, okay. So, like, do you like any of Fall Out Boy's music? Because there's quite the transition over their career. Because Fall Out Boy at one point in time was a pop punk band. They were a punk band, emo band. And then they disbanded and then they came back as like a pop, like top 40 band.
I mean,
electronics and stuff.
Here's the issue. And you're probably not going to believe me. But I listened to the DVE morning show on the way to work. And then I listened to Mark Madden on the way home. And then the rest of the stuff I listen to is unsigned music. Unless it's being played during a hockey game or a football game or my kids walk in with something playing. So I've probably heard them. And I'm sure that there are some songs of theirs that I like. But I couldn't tell you because I don't listen to it enough to say Fall Out Boy. What's that?
My songs know what you did in the dark.
Sing it. Sing it.
No.
No. Oh, Century. I know Century. I like that one.
It's catchy. that song, I hated it when I first heard it. I hated it. And then the radio beat it into my head so bad, you know, now whenever it comes on, remember me. Well,
what is a song that comes on and you immediately turn it off?
Let me think here. I don't know. Because I'm kind of in the same boat where I'm either listening to what I want to in the car. Or if I'm at work, I'm listening to like country with the guys at work. Most of the time, I just let that go in one ear and out the other. I don't know. There's not too much I skip on nowadays. I just put up with it and listen to it. I'm still digging here. I'm still trying to think of a song. I'm sure there's plenty of songs that I do it to, but I'm just drawing blanks. I can't believe it. I'm going to get off here and I'm going to have a whole list and I'm just going to text it to you and be like, here are the ones.
What's a song that you want to cover that you haven't had a chance to cover yet?
Ooh, that's a hard, ooh, okay, okay. I wanted, I did that one In This Moment cover. I want to pick another female fronted song to kind of transition over what I did with that, because I thought that was really cool with how that turned out vocally. I think that's actually one of my favorite recordings that I've ever done. A cover. And that's another thing too, like I always say I'm gonna do covers, and then I go start doing a cover and then I just kind of shy away from it. You know what, I'm gonna say Tool, Schism. I actually had a cover of that recorded and I was working out the final kinks and details and my computer crashed and I lost that.
That might have been a sign.
Yep. You don't mess with Maynard. But yeah, Tool, Schism. One day I'll release that. I'll redo that cover and I'll release it.
If you were going to interview me on a music podcast, what question would you ask me? Which is hard because I'm not a musician.
I would ask you, okay, so just in general, because I know your demeanor and I know how you are as a person, I would ask what your biggest pet peeves are, being somebody that works in PR.
The thing that really, really, really gets me doing what I do for Build the Scene is when you try and contact the band and they say they're going to do something and then they don't.
Guilty. I don't normally get around to it. It might take a couple reminders out of you, but no, I know exactly what you're talking about there.
Yeah, but you also you weren't even supposed to be on this episode tonight, so you saved me here. So there, the cat's out of the bag. I had to reschedule. That was a reschedule, though. That wasn't like they ghosted me or something. That was, hey, you know what? Something came up.
Oh, that does happen.
And I'm okay with that when, yep. Like, you know, there's a lead way. When I get the day of, hey, we're not doing this. What? You know, this being episode 533, and I've been doing this for a while, and people tend to expect it to come out when it's supposed to come out.
That's true. So very, very true.
That's probably the thing that annoys me the most, is when someone agrees that they're going to do something and then they back out on it at the last minute. Yeah. Last minute being the key thing. Like, I understand things come up, but, or I have another one. So on the music submission page, there's a list of what you need to do to submit music and what you need to do to be on the interview sessions. And the people who don't read it or purposely do the opposite of what it says, that really gets me too. Because, you know, this is actually, this episode is airing on September 18th. So 4 days ago was the 16th year I've been doing the show. So I might have an idea of what needs to be done.
This ain't your first rodeo.
That's right. That's a good question. And it let me bring up the 16 years of the Pennsylvania Rock Show thing.
Go for it. Have at it.
Hey, last thing. Throw out some social media links to whichever band you want to mention right now, or both, or if you remembered some of the other ones, throw those out too.
Brutal Business Entertainment, Nine Stitch Method, Seethe. Me and my producer, Gus Wallner, we have a project called South of Clarity. I do vocals for a guy for a new project this year. It's called the Mary and Drain Project. That's Kaimu's based out of Yakima, Washington State. Seafall. That's a me and Demo Demon.
You know what you need? You need a website that all it is links to all the things that you're involved in.
It's just, it's hard, man. It's what I, you know, it's crazy. It's almost, it's just one of them things. Like when people get a hold of me, like, cause you got to understand, like, especially with, like, I've been a guitar player for years and I know I'm a good guitar player. Everybody wants to, you know, I'm not saying I'm the best, but like a lot of people, like I've been contacted by a lot of bands, like, hey, like, come on over and play here. You know, like we can find a home for you over here and stuff. But I've only been doing vocals for 4 years now. And it went from people telling me, give it up, you don't have it, to where I'm at today, which is night and day. I got people overseas that want me to sing on their stuff. You know, people that I see as, you know, highly respected peers that I'm a fan of, you know, like they, you know, it's just crazy, man. I'm really, really lucky, happy and blessed to be in the spot I'm in. And hard work, hard work, hard work. You know, it's just got to keep your nose to the grindstone. You know, you always got to improve. You got to try to figure out ways to improve. And just like I said, it's only been 4 years and it's just really, I'm still kind of, people hit me up to sing on tracks and whatnot. And I'm like, really? Like, did you hear me? You know, and they're like, oh, dude, you're awesome. Yeah. You know, and I don't know. It's a weird place to be because like for as confident as I am in my abilities, I'm unconfident, if that makes any sense.
So, but to draw a parallel, the memoir of a roadie, I got that email. And I thought for sure that it wasn't going to be good because who's going to send me something to review that's good? And it is good. And it's actually currently the number one biography on Amazon.
That's awesome.
So I asked him, like, where did you even find me? And he's like, oh, I found you on a list in Google. I was like, I'm on Google lists.
But think about that, though. Isn't that crazy to think about where you... 16 years, where you started 16 years ago to get something like that?
I was in this same room, actually.
I
know what you meant.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just one of them things. And I'm sure you can relate to this as well, being a creator and somebody who has an ongoing project that you keep pushing. You know, we spend so much time with our eyes on, you know, the next step, the next goal. And a lot of times we kind of don't take the time to really cherish and celebrate the accomplishments we've had along the way, you know. And that's something I highly urge any musician or any creator to like, really, like, sometimes you have to stop and focus on the now, not just what's the next move, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't do that, it sucks the joy out of why you're doing things to begin with. You don't get to enjoy and cherish the moments. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's another weird thing too. Like being a singer songwriter, like most of the time anymore, like I don't sit at home and be like, all right, like I'm going to create a song today. Most of it's when I'm out doing remedial tasks, when I'm doing anything but, and I either have to write something down, call myself and leave a voice message, do a audio memo or something, like, you know what I mean? But
I send myself Facebook messages.
Yeah, I do the same thing too. But like, you'll just be out doing whatever it is you're doing, and then something, you'll see something, you'll hear something, you'll touch something, and it sparks something, and you're like, oh, I gotta get that down or I'm gonna forget it. You know, it's just how it is. But that's the way it goes for me anymore. But everything in life just kind of translates and brings its way back to this thing. You know what I mean?
I'm going to go ahead and end the episode, but if you want to hang out for a minute, we'll talk a little bit more.
Sorry. Just breathe in, look out.
watched it fall right to the ground. Took a breath, got back up and turned around. Whoa. This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best on-sign rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.